This Sunday's readings present us with some actions and their precise consequences. They teach that certain actions have predictable and definite outcomes. The first reading says that when a sieve is shaken, the rubbish is left behind. When a man talks, the intentions of his heart are made known. And when the orchard where a tree grows is good, it will become evident from the fruit it produced. In the second reading, St. Paul says that when this perishable nature has put on imperishability, and when this mortal nature has put on immortality, the words of Scripture will come true. Death is swallowed in victory. Death is defeated and has no power over us. In the Gospel, Christ speaks of the high probability of two blind men falling into a pit if they walk without a proper guide. Again, he says that when a tree is bad, it produces bad fruits. But if it is good, the owner shall enjoy good fruits. Equally, he says the goodness and the evil in a person's heart are known when they speak. These readings invite us to evaluate our actions and the precise consequences that may follow them. Are those actions necessary and worthwhile? What are the intentions behind my actions? Our actions do not define who we are, but in some cases, our actions say, to a large extent, who we are. This leads us to reflect on the question, who am I? What are the intentions of my heart? What fruits do I bear? Saint Teresa of Avila proposes that self-knowledge is one of the great prerequisites for prayer. It is a recipe for humility and holiness. However, she teaches that self-knowledge is achieved through the knowledge and the help of God. It is in knowing God that we realize how far away we are from Him and how much effort we have to make. In discovering God's holiness, we realize how far removed we are from holiness. In reflecting on Christ's humility, we truly know how proud we are. In knowing God's love, we see how poor we are in our love. Self-knowledge leads us to self-evaluation and an examination of our consciences. We reflect on how blind we have become. It moves us to seek out help in removing what blinds us. It takes us on a journey to search our hearts and ask God to purge us of the evil that lies hidden in our hearts so that we can bear good fruit. It is self-knowledge that will make us come to the realization that we are truly blinded by many ephemeral things and in humility pray saying, "Help me, Lord, that I may see. Help me, Lord, that I may see you at work in me. Help me, Lord, that I may see and appreciate your goodness in my brothers and sisters. Help me, Lord, that I may see you at work in the sick, the wounded, the unloved, the marginalized, the suffering. Help me that I may see your work in humanity. Help me that I may conceive and bear good and profitable fruits." We should remember that we cannot bear good fruit without God's help. It is He who sends rains to our roots, fills our branches with sweetness, makes our leaves and flowers blossom, and makes our fruits delightful and nourishing. It is worth knowing that many weeds are struggling with our roots for nutrients in the soil. Some weeds are there to snap our roots. Some are there in competition for the best soils. Some are there to make us less productive. Saint Paul then urges us to keep giving thanks because God has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are encouraged to keep standing on our roots, immovable from the soil of goodness that we have been planted, and always keep bearing good fruits. As trees that bear good fruit, we have the responsibility to be a source of nourishment and inspiration to those around us. Take out the speck in your brother's eye with love and compassion. Correct him in a way that uplifts his spirit. There is a precise consequence for this action of love. Saint Paul says, "Keep on working at the Lord's work always, knowing that, in the Lord, you cannot be laboring in vain. And by so doing, you will shine in the world like bright stars because you are offering it the word of life."